numerous other cases. But other cases had a much happier ending. Many times it was children who were involved in accidents of one kind or another. Sometimes the patient would be brought to Ellen White's or W.C. White's home and nursed back to health. A few excerpts from her diary through the early part of September, 1897, yield a picture of this work of community ministry. Wednesday, September 1st. While I was reading the mail, a woman from Dora Creek came up with her baby for instruction on what to do for the child. Thursday, September 2nd. We went to see the child that was brought to our house yesterday that was sick. Sarah prescribed for her, and the mother followed the prescription. We learned today the child was relieved. The father of the first child that had appealed for help asked me if we did not receive pay for our trouble. We told him no, we did not do the work for pay, only to relieve suffering humanity as Christ did when he was in our world. They seemed very thankful. As soon as this case was off our hands and we were nearly home, we learned a messenger had come for Sarah to see if she could come to see a suffering boy who had stepped in a hole where there was a broken bottle, and had cut his foot fearfully. She went in the house for flannel fomentation cloths, Vaseline, and several necessary articles with which to work, turned her horse, and was away again. She found a very aggravated case. It had been hurt 2 weeks, was fearfully cut, and proud flesh was revealed. Friday, September 3rd. Sarah visited the afflicted sick boy whose foot and ankle were so badly mangled. She found the poor suffering one weary and distressed. He was crying, "Oh, she does not come, she will not come today. Oh, I want her to come. Oh, what will I do?" She opened the door, and he was pleased. She remained with him until noon, ministering to that suffering foot. The blood poisoning must not be allowed to advance. She left him quietly sleeping. She went again in the evening. I told her to take the child and bring him to our home. We would treat him under better circumstances. In case of necessity, our house shall be used as a hospital. Sabbath, September 4th. Written after the Sabbath. This morning we did such kind of work as Christ would have done had he been in our world. We harnessed our team, and Sarah went to visit the suffering boy with the cut foot. She took the mother and the boy to Mrs. May White's, my daughter-in-law's, close by our own house. The boy enjoyed the pure air and the ride in the easy phaeton. Then Sarah had the conveniences to dress the afflicted limb. She greatly feared at first that he would lose his limb, but by working with it twice a day for hours with hot compresses, the pain was removed, and the poor little sufferer, who had not slept day or night, fell into slumber, saying, to Sarah's words, "Now try to go to sleep, I can't sleep, I can't sleep, I can't sleep, I can't sleep," until he was fast asleep. 2 days later, Ellen White reported that he was recovering. Early Wednesday morning, Sarah was called to the home of Iram James, Ellen White's farmer, to attend his wife, who gave birth to a son. It was an easy delivery, and the family now consisted of 2 boys and 4 girls. After effectively treating the badly cut foot for 10 or 12 days, Sarah allowed the boy to return home, with the understanding that she would go see him once a day as long as it was necessary. A pattern was being established, and much of Sarah's time was given to serve as a community nurse. In time, a hospital was built on the grounds of the Avondale School. Were the full story of this phase of ministry fully told, it would fill several chapters. In 1958, when the author spent a few weeks teaching at Avondale College, he was told of the long-lasting influence of such ministry. Many years after the college was built and following World War II, it was necessary to provide some new buildings for the school, but building materials were still in very short supply, and of necessity imported. It was anticipated that the best that could be done in securing them would be to get a little here and a little there, from different suppliers. At the first firm called on in Newcastle, they found the proprietor to be an elderly gentleman who listened interestedly to their request for help in securing materials for Avondale College. In essence, he replied, "Yes, Avondale College at Currambong. I grew up as a boy within a few miles of the school. And there was a Mrs. White who lived there. If there was anyone in need, or anyone sick in the community, she was there to give help. Her nurse would travel for miles to treat a sick child, or anyone suffering. I shall never forget what Mrs. White did for us in those days. Gentlemen, I will see that you get all the materials you need. You need go no further. As told to the author." The school representatives returned home with light hearts, and the buildings went up. The unselfish ministry of a little woman and her nurse 50 years earlier had not been forgotten, and unexpectedly yielded gratifying returns.